Harihi Om. Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryan Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastoma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So now on chapter 6, Yudhishthira's fear. So this is now after that first day of battle when everyone goes back to the camp. Sanjaya finished his description of the first day's battle. Dhritarashtra smiled as he heard of Bhishma's incomparable prowess and the slaying of the two Pandava heroes. Perhaps destiny would favor his forces after all. It was hard to imagine anyone overcoming Bhishma in battle. Feeling a surge of hope, the king said, "Your words are pleasing, for they describe our victory. The old Kuru chief, Bhishma, is ever devoted to my interests and will never abandon his prowess. My heart feels no shame on remembering our transgressions against the Pandavas, but that itself is shameful." He says, I feel no shame that we did so many terrible things to the Pandava and therefore we have this war. I feel no shame, but that itself is a shame. You know, that's shameful that I don't. So that's the point is, whenever things are going bad, then he thinks, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that, only because of the bad effect on his sons. But if things are going well for his sons, he doesn't care. He says, yeah, it happened. Mm-hmm. So. Dhritarashtra fell silent again for some moments. Sighing, he continued, "Even hearing of our success, I cannot condone the battle brought about by my foolish son. O Sanjaya, what good can war do for anyone? Apart from my wicked sons and their equally evil advisors, I do not think there were any who approved of this fight." Right, so basically it means, you know, it means Duryodhana and Dushasana, the others will support, but mainly those two and then their advisors, you know, Karna and Shakuni. Other than that, no one approved of the fight. He didn't approve, but he couldn't get his son to not agree, and he can't go against his son's desires. The elders on the Kaurava side didn't agree. The Pandavas don't agree. The sages didn't agree. Narad Muni, all the others who came, they didn't agree. So that, you know, he knows it. The king's mind swung between hope for his sons and sorrow at the thought of the Kuru's inevitable death. Sometimes he was overcome by despair as he pondered on the Pandavas' power and virtue. And then there was Krishna. Today's report was encouraging, but Arjuna had not yet exhibited his prowess, nor had Bhima or the other Pandava generals. Many would die before the outcome was settled. He did not doubt that. How could his son survive? Because, you know, I think Duryodhana thinks that, well, they just go out. One is they're so big that the other side will get scared and just surrender. That's what he thought Yudhishthira was doing. But that didn't happen. So then they fight, but they just think, we're so many, we're naturally going to win. You know, and then you have Bhishma and Drona and like this. But, you know, so they killed two of the great generals on the Pandava side. But still, you're going to have to go through a lot more. So we can see it's not that this is going to be a simple fight, you know, because we see at the end it's down to seven people survived. You know, so it's going to be a tight one. Waving away the servants who were fanning him, Dhritarashtra shook his head and said, "Victory will doubtlessly attend the righteous, Sanjaya. But is our case so clearly wrong?" Because of attachment, he says that, because he knows it's clearly wrong. "Should not the throne have been mine? Does not Duryodhana have the foremost claim to sovereignty, even over Yudhishthira?" Because right? He's saying, well, maybe I'm the oldest. But the point was, is it didn't go to him. It went to Pandu, and then from there it'll go down for his sons. But he's saying, no, it should have come to me, so therefore it should go to my son. So he's taking that as the claim. What he's forgetting about are all the atrocities, you know, and the bad behavior, and that there's a war because of this, you know. Sanjaya did not respond. It had long been established that Pandu was the rightful monarch. Dhritarashtra was born blind, and that disqualified him from ruling the kingdom, because they could be telling him all kinds of things. He could be sitting in the back of a, you know, in the back of a, you know, a trailer camper, you know, sitting out in the middle of, you know, how you say, the Sahara Desert and something, and they just have nice air conditioning, and then tell them, yeah, the city lauds you and this one, and then bring people in to talk to them. You just pay actors. You know, he wouldn't know what's going on. So that's why the ruler can't be blind, because he has to be able to see what's going on, because otherwise, how easily he could be tricked. Because it's one of the main things you're hearing from the person, but you're also seeing. You see how they act, how they do, what's around them, what they see. All these things, when it mentions the king is supposed to adjudicate cases, he's supposed to see all these symptoms that are there. It means you have the case itself, but they're also having how everybody's behaving, who's looking at who, who's doing what are the different things. And by that, then he puts together if their case is strong or weak, and like this, then he can adjudicate. But if you're blind, you're already losing out on so much that's necessary, even to just judge cases, if your kings go nicely and there's no war, right? And so then, yeah, let alone if there's war. Pandu's sons were thus the rightful inheritors of at least half the kingdom. Even if you wanted to say that, great. Then you take half, they take half, because it's been established that Pandu is the king. And so then they get half, and then you were supposed to be the king, you didn't, you were blind, you couldn't, but if you say that, no, but I should have been, so, but my son's not blind, at least he should be, so then half. But that's the thing, is Pandavas are willing to accept that because it's family. But Duryodhana, nothing, he can't. So Dhritarashtra, due to his blind attachment, because the blindness is more than just he's blind, it also is indicative of his blind attachment. And therefore, he puts all this aside. Pandu's sons were thus rightful inheritors of at least half the kingdom, if not all. Sanjaya knew that Dhritarashtra cursed his blindness and considered it an unfortunate quirk of destiny that had denied him his rights. In Sanjaya's mind, it was clearly the Lord's arrangement. There were none who could match the virtue and kindness of the Pandavas. The earth could have no better rulers, especially if the alternative was Duryodhana and his brothers, right? If that's the alternative, then it did work out properly. The Lord's arrangement, that the ones who would properly rule the kingdom, they actually were in the position, and the ones who wouldn't, like this. Duryodhana is willing to have a world war, that basically all the Kshatriyas of the world are destroyed, just that he might have the possibility of for the rest of his life, running the kingdom. So that means he's willing to sacrifice everyone else for himself, while Yudhishthira is willing to accept himself for everyone else, but it's his duty. And he's been advised by Krishna and others that he should, you know, do his duty, because the citizens, they deserve a proper king. So we can see is that, if you look at it, Duryodhana, even though he has the knowledge and skill, you know, of a Kshatriya, he doesn't have the character. And so therefore, knowledge and skill have to be applied through character, you know, and attitude. And because that's wrong, therefore the results will never be good. You know, he may manage, but that's not enough. People, humans need more than just being managed. They need the proper example, the proper instructions, so that they can elevate themselves. Because human life is meant to elevate yourself up to the transcendental platform. You know, other the animal life and plants and all that, they just live their life as their karma dictates, and you know, so it runs perfectly for them. But humans perfectly means of becoming God conscious. Struggling with his inner conflict, Dhritarashtra went on dolefully. But there can be no excuse for the cruelty my sons meted out to the Pandavas and their chaste wife. Soon we will see the fire of their anger blazing on the battlefield. O Sanjaya, thinking of their anger, incited by Duryodhana, I am restless both day and night. Seated at the feet of his master, Sanjaya spoke frankly but with affection. You are the cause of the Kuru's present plight. Why do you blame only your son? Your present remorse is like the building of a dam after the water has escaped. Listen as I describe how events are unfolding at Kurukshetra. You will soon be consumed by a lonesome regret as this war takes its inevitable course. Dhritarashtra remained silent as Sanjaya again began to describe the events of Kurukshetra. Otherwise, this was battle one, okay, great, let's go, you know, go to bed and everything like that. But then we see is that, you know, this comes up and that, and he's pointing out, oh, you know, but Duryodhana is so bad and that, and my sons and Pandavas are so good. But he's pointing out, but technically you're the king. If you had told Duryodhana, no, you can't do this, there'll be no war, give back, you know, they get their kingdom back and just be happy. that's what would have to happen. And if he wasn't, then no problem. Bhishma, Drona, they would have, you know, picked him up and taken him to his room and locked the door until he's willing to comply. So it's not that. And who's going to fight with them? You know, is anybody else there? You know, Karna talks big, but, you know, it wouldn't have lasted. So the point is he could have made this all avoided. He, you know, because his son, if his son was good, then everything would be good. But his son was bad, therefore he goes along with the bad. So now Sanjay is describing what's happening at the battlefield. After arriving back at camp at the end of the first day's fight, Yudhishthira called a council of war. He consulted with Krishna, who sat by his side, wearing golden armor and a jeweled helmet. O Govinda, behold how the powerful Bhishma is consuming my troops as fire consumes dry grass. Right, because dry grass means it's just so easy and quick. It's not like dry wood that it slowly goes in and builds and, you know, you get a big fire, but it's controllable. But dry grass, it just, there's nothing you can do practically. How can we even look at him as he releases his celestial weapons? Seeing him stationed on the battlefield, my troops are flying away in all directions. Perhaps we may defeat Varuna or Vayu or even the mighty Yamaraj in battle, but I do not think we can overpower Bhishma. Yudhishthira's voice was heavy with sorrow as he went on. O Keshava, when Bhishma is my foe, I think it preferable to retire to the forest. It is wrong for me to sacrifice these Kshatriyas into the fire of his weapons simply for the sake of sovereignty. Because the point is, he's so good, anyone who goes before him dies. So his point is, you're just sacrificing them into the fire of his weapons. So it's not like you're gaining something. It's not like they get there and they push him back and all that, so it's worth the fight. He's just saying, whoever goes before him, that's it. They have all been wounded for... Look at my brothers. They have all been wounded for my sake. Not only that, but they have been deprived of both happiness and wealth because of the love they bear for me. How can I allow them to suffer further? Right? They've already suffered so much because they followed Yudhishthira. You know, then with the gambling match, they went and spent the 13 years in the forest in exile. How can I allow them to suffer further? I will therefore spend the rest of my days practicing asceticism. So he's just thinking, what's the point? You know, because everybody who's dear to him, everybody, you know, is either being injured or is the one that you would have to defeat to stop that. Krishna said nothing as Yudhishthira poured out his feelings. He knew the Pandava king had no intention of abandoning the fight. The first day had not gone his way, and naturally he was frustrated, especially in the face of a warrior like Bhishma. It was not going to be easy to win this war. That much was already clear. Right? So it's clear for both sides, though the Kaurava side, then they have some inspiration that first day they came out kind of basically on top. But it's the losses on both sides are very great. So, but, yeah, and Krishna knows that he's just saying these things because he feels bad everyone's fighting. But if someone says, no, we're here for you, it's our duty and everything like that, then it's going to go on. Not a problem. Yudhishthira continued, it seems that Arjuna is content to be only a spectator in this battle, right? So he's also making now his comment. Bhishma fought so well, but we don't see Arjuna, you know, showing. Because in the battle the whole day, there was nothing that was, Arjuna was outstanding. Abhimanyu was outstanding in the morning, he got driven back like that. And then Sweta? He came out and made a big thing, and then he went back. No, he got killed. And so then he's pointing out, you know, where's the prowess? Bhima went out then, was doing stuff and creating so much trouble. It seems that Arjuna is content to be only a spectator in this battle. Bhishma alone remembers his Kshatriya duties and fights with determination. Why, O Krishna, does your friend Arjuna look on with indifference as Bhishma annihilates our troops? Tell me who can stop Bhishma. We must devise a plan to check him before he destroys the entire army. O Govinda, only by your grace will we regain our kingdom after killing our enemies. You know, so it's one thing is there, he's trying to get him inspired, but he's, you know, frustrated, but at the same time is, you know, he doesn't mean ill towards his brother, he doesn't mean to stop fighting, it's just, as he pointed out, we have to devise a plan. So that's the thing, we have to make a plan. Yudhishthira sat with his head down. Krishna replied, O best of the Bharat race, do not give away to grief. Great warriors who are all dedicated heart and soul to your welfare surround you. I am also engaged in doing you good. You have your brothers as well as Drupad, Virat, Dhristadyumna, Satyaki, Shikhandi, and many others. All of them are illustrious fighters who will not waver in battle. Shikhandi will surely slay Bhishma in due course. Do not despair, right? Because it's been said Shikhandi will kill Bhishma. So it'll happen. It's just as he mentioned. It's not today. So he says, you know, he said, ask another time. So that means during the battle, you know, it looks like there's another opportune time. Then ask. Then he'll say, because he's saying now is not the time. He's going to, because also as Duryodhana has made so many comments, you're not going to fight well because it's the Pandavas and they're dear to you. So, you know, you're going to, you know, be easy on them. So he has to go out and show his prowess like that. You know, because, you know, you have to uphold the, you know, Kshatriya standard. So he's saying, do not despair. Yudhishthira was heartened by Krishna's assurance. Certainly he could never utter an untruth. And it was obvious that he wanted the battle to continue. Nor could it be checked regardless. It must go on, right? So it must be Krishna wants it because we have all these things. If the war stopped, you have all these demoniac soldiers on the planet that are just going to create trouble. Krishna wants to get rid of all of them. You know, to lighten the burden of the earth. So it will happen. So that's why I said it looks like it's going to be hard work. It means, you know, we got to get rid of all these people. Yudhishthira was concerned that his outpouring of sorrow may have discouraged his troops. Looking at Dhristadyumna, he said, O hero, you have been appointed leader of my troops. Just as Kartikeya leads the celestials, lead our army to victory. Use your prowess to kill the Kurus. I will follow behind you, along with my brothers and all other Kshatriyas. Dhristadyumna replied, O son of Prita, because this is at a war council, so everybody's there. Dhristadyumna replied, O son of Prita, it is ordained that I will kill Drona. I will now fight with any Kuru who stands before me. Let all those proud kings try their best. I am not afraid of any of them. Right, so on this battlefield, he's not afraid of any of the Kshatriya, because everybody knows, as kings, they hear, it's their business to know that, but also there's spies, there's so many ways, there's the histories, there's the local people speaking and all this, and then they know how powerful and how all these people are. So they know what they can do and all that. So then, you know, he's... Everyone present cheered. Yudhishthira then discussed the arrangements for the next day's battle. His army would arrange itself in the Krauncha Vyuha, the formation shaped like a crow, which Brihaspati had devised. After arranging the warrior's position, the Pandava army rested for the night with the moon casting its glow over their thousands of tents. Right, so then you have in there, because the crow will have that beak. It's not too long, but it's not too short either. And at the same time, it has the wings. You know, so that way that you have the wings going out and being like that, because you have the point that's going to go in and make an attack, but you have the wings that'll they can come around and destroy. And that way, you've attacked here and you bring here, because you see when birds when they fight, they attack here and then bring in their wings. Does that make sense? You know, so that's the point. The wing is out, but it comes in. But your main fighting is here, so it's good. So he says, Brihaspati has devised this. Okay. Yes, and so then. Then we'll continue later on the second day of battle. Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.